what's that organ that you take out of your body? Or no, the appendix. They don't, yeah, it's something that babies use, like fetus organ.
They don't, the umbilical
really,
cord.
They don't really know what the
appendix organ's is called. What is Boss Barrel Radio, John. John Stanhope. Hey guys, it's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 69. My name's Griffin Hoffman, hosting, and John Stanhope with me as always. Welcome to another fine episode about body parts.
Body parts and whatever else we can fill time with.
I don't remember what the appendix was supposed to be for.
I always thought that was some sort of like medical mystery that they don't really know what we need that thing for.
I know that, well, okay, pretty much all the once upon a time thought of as unnecessary organs are lymph centers.
Oh, I see.
So people who get their tonsils out, people who get their adenoids removed, people who get their appendixes out, usually now doctors are saying, well, before, let's say 20, 30 years ago, it was, yeah, take it out. If it's causing you problems, let's get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, maybe you should just, you know, think about whether or not you want this or not. Like, we don't want to do surgery. It's better if you don't, and it's better for your health in the long term. But I think appendix was like, at one time, it was believed to be like a meat-eating stomach portion, and
so people that like when are we sans were appendix can't.
No, but it comes from like the belief was when it came from a like a primitive era when we didn't cook meat and it helped to digest raw meat better. I don't know. Bull honky.
What does it even connect to?
It's just like a little Cheez-It that, or a Cheeto that like sticks off your appendix or your large intestine.
It's not very big, right?
It's like a pinky finger.
Huh.
I think.
Interesting. It just sort of chills there.
Yeah, until it like explodes and kills you.
Right. It's just a time bomb inside of you. Really, like it was supposed to be just a natural selection device.
Yep.
If it went off, it was supposed to kill you.
Yeah, if your blue, if your gem turned colors, right, then you were done.
Yep, perfect.
Hey, dude.
What's up?
Not much. I forgot to mention last week, ran into Mike Keyes. You did too. That was pretty awesome. I haven't seen him in a while. But yeah, it was good to hang out with him and talk about... what did we play? We went to DuckTales. Him and his girlfriend Jen, myself,
that same
and
night?
A friend. No. We went. That was a weird night. We went. We left Tonic, and we went to. And we went to Backstrom's friend's house or his house. I forget.
Backstrom's.
And, yeah.
Backstrom has friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. 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 They're great guys. Really nice guys. But we walked into the garage and just a bunch of dudes shirtless playing beer pong.
Yep, that's because
So we had I won't go into this, but yeah, it was weird and it just got weirder, but like whatever, it was fine. They're nice dudes, just a bunch of old fraternity dudes who are still acting like fraternity dudes.
Great.
Yeah,
glad my flight reflex like kicked in.
Oh, no, man, it was fun. It's not like it was like, oh, man, I think I got butt raped. No, it was like, it was really good. Like, we had a great time. But then the next night we went to DuckTales and played a trivia game called Blurt.
Oh.
It was fun. I beat everybody really bad.
Sounds good.
What else, John? What's going on? What did you do this weekend?
Hang on, this weekend, I did stuff. I swear I did stuff.
You work all weekend?
Yeah, worked all weekend. Man, I guess I didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything.
Today I did some stuff. Today I went and got, I'm really going to try this summer to push for more running. So I went and got one of those fancy cyborg armbands for my iPhone so that I can run and not have to wear like a hoodie or something.
Why would you do that? Why would you wear a hoodie?
Well, because my hoodie, the hoodie that I would run in normally, has like a special pocket for my iPhone.
You know what I do?
What?
I just hold it.
Yeah, that's effort. I don't. That would make one forearm stronger than the other, and I'm agreeing.
Then switch hands halfway through.
Well, that's usually what I do for the other activity.
But. You know? No way! Ew, gross. It's like cheating on yourself,
right? Yeah, it's like having a threesome with yourself.
Ugh.
No, so I got that, and I got a gym bag so that I can bring a change of clothes with me to work, so that I can just go
jog. You get really sweaty.
After work.
I don't. Oh, okay. You're gonna go to work
like and then, during the week. If I work a morning shift, after that, I'll just go
for
run.
A good midnight jog.
Yep, exactly.
I went for a midnight jog.
Yeah. How'd that end up?
Not
you wake
well.
Up without your colon.
No
or your appendix.
I woke up. Pretty awesome.
Oh, well, we had that storm this weekend. Yeah, and that, I assume that sort of had some reason as to why I was called in for you.
Yep. Jen and I got off work early on Saturday night, and then we decided to go to Miss Kitty's with some people who we work with.
Well, there's your first mistake.
Nah, it was good.
Every time I go there, it's a show.
It was fun.
Did you use the bathroom?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The weirdest thing ever.
Did you touch anything in the bathroom is probably the better question.
I tried to reach through the glass and touch the DJ's shoulders as I was back there. But so it had flash flooded, and Jen was driving a couple of the people we knew or that we were going there with to her house to like change and get ready. And she just said, F it, I'm going to hit this water and go through it. And other cars were doing it, so she ended up drowning Ronnie.
And, always the best.
And there was a couple hours, other cars stuck in there, so I'm driving home, and I'm like, oh man, EP True is completely backed up. Some idiot must have stalled their car. And I get a call. It's like, oh my gosh, we're stuck in the water. And I'm like, ugh. Okay. So I drive back there. I get out of my car, and I go, and I wade up to, like, three, like... It's up to my thighs, so like, you know, 2.5-3 feet of water.
Good golly.
So they couldn't get out because the water was above the doors, and the cops pulled up, and they're like, just wait it out. I'm like, okay, thank you, officer. So I ended up just pushing Ronnie, had Jen put it in neutral, and I pushed the car out of the water.
This explains your Facebook status.
So I pushed Ronnie out of the water and then had all the girls bail out and get into my car and take it home. And then I pushed these other people's car out of the water and just was telling people to go around. And these one girls, man, they had this little like tiny Grand Am thing, like little Pontiac Firebirdy, I don't know, low to the profile vehicle. They were so deep in the water that it had gone above like the base of their car, and when cars would pass, the wake of the water would push them, and they had gone adrift onto the curb. They had gone over the curb, and they opened the doors and showed me, and it's like they had, you know, about a half a foot at least of water sitting in their car.
Sweet.
So we moved that car, and then we moved Ronnie to the side of the street, and by that time everything dried up, and I was like, oh, just guess I'll wait here. And then some guy pulled up and he's like, oh, your car is hydrolocked. Like, I can feel. He opened Ronnie up and like felt him up, and he's like, well, it's wet in here. You gotta let it dry out at the very least and hope it didn't get any. Like, he's like, did you start it while it was in the water? It's like, I don't know. Let's say yes. What if I did? He's like, well, that's what ruins a car. You never start a car when it's submerged. It's like, okay. So I ended up running to the gas station.
Kind of like never plug in a microwave while it's submerged. It does a lot of bad things.
Yeah, one won't kill you.
Yeah,
it'll kill something, which is the car. So I ran to the gas station, which was like probably 4 or 5 blocks away, like about a half a mile, and that whole street was powered off, no power anywhere. So then I was like, well, nothing to do. Went into Saints, had a drink there, and then ran back to Ronnie. By that time, Ronnie had been towed. Ronnie is nowhere to be found. There's no cars on the street, nothing.
Awesome.
So then I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I ran to restaurant, and, you know, again, it was about, you know, another mile or so running there, and I get into the building, I'm just freaking exhausted, and I called Jen. I'm like, oh my god, they took Ronnie. So we finally got him tracked down. Yeah.
Oh man. What was getting Ronnie out? Like $100?
Don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Awesome. He's out, though, but he's broke. He's dead.
He's still dead?
Yeah, he needs a transplant, as Jen says.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Yeah, so that was exciting. I ran on Saturday night, and I thought I was going to... I hurt everywhere. Like, my entire body aches from pushing cars.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that military Humvees are designed to sink?
Really?
Yep.
I think you may have told me this.
Yeah, they're designed so that they don't float, because then if absurd amounts of water hit them, they won't get pushed by, like, wakes, like the girls you were talking about.
Hmm.
The Humvee is supposed to just go through it.
Well, Jen brought up a good point. She was like, how come the trucks in Dante's Inferno were able to drive through the water that was, like, up to the grill? But that's because they had, like, a little, like, scuba...
Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak, sorry. Okay. Yeah, you know, in the Divine Comedy.
I was just like,
what? The GMC truck.
Did I miss
that
something?
When James Bond went to hell and he drove there. No, in Dante's Peak, yeah. They had like a snorkel for their carburetor. I don't know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. It's not intake.
I don't know car words.
Yeah.
The manifold.
Sure.
The air manifold.
No, yeah, but Humvees are totally designed to go through high standing water, which is impressive.
Like,
intelligent design.
Are they?
For that, no. Those things are like just they are the Ronnie of cars. They're designed to just be thick and tough. Not exactly.
Mildly abusive.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You just sort of put them to the task. They're the donkeys of the military.
Oh, okay.
Burrows.
So you haven't been playing anything lately, have you?
No.
About video games?
Gamefly has cut me off, apparently, because I should have Downpour by now, but no.
No, they're probably looking out for you.
You say that, but I would love to play anything at this point. I suppose I could have downloaded Journey or something.
Let me tell you what you should go and download, John.
Oh, Skullgirls?
The best game you will play this year.
Skullgirls?
It's called Fez.
Oh, that? Yeah.
Fez.
I was also thinking about that.
Is unbelievable. I downloaded it on Friday when it came out. I played it that night, and I was like, this is fun, but I don't really get it. And then I took a break from it, came back, and then played it a ton more. And my God, that game is like the best game I've played this year, definitely. It is phenomenal. It reminds me a lot of Braid. In terms of just how simple it is and how the puzzles just take such a limited amount of abilities, like character abilities, and then it builds on that.
Yeah.
So you're given a certain tool set, and then it's like, well, here's all the things you can do. Figure out how to solve it with what you have.
Yeah.
I
watched a ton of gameplay for it, and it looks like a lot of fun. What
is it? Unbelievable.
$10, $15?
$10 on Xbox only. It it's got great music, awesome like chiptune soundscape stuff. The puzzles are really, really cool. It is absolutely mind-blowing, like the twist that it has in it. It's super simple. The best way I've heard it describe it is like the puzzles are kind of like Echochrome, like where you're twisting the environment from in
you're
a 2D perspective.
You're using perspective to alter how you can
but then
travel.
That's just the first step of like how the puzzle solving is, because I'll give you a couple examples here. So for example, one puzzle that you may have to do is, you know, it's fairly like, besides just basic traversal puzzles, you'll have something like you need to, let's see, I had these planned out earlier.
I did hear about a puzzle today that was in there that I thought was really ingenious.
What's that?
Where you go into this room where there's a
the tuning fork puzzle?
The tuning fork.
I haven't found that, which is really bizarre.
Huh.
The game is massive, absolutely massive, like staggeringly intimidating. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The tuning fork puzzle is really cool, but I heard you describe it. It's awesome. Here's an example of a puzzle that's kind of interesting, and it kind of gives it away what the answer is, but you'll come across a level which has a clock in it, and you'll The clock has four faces, and each face has a different color.
What?
What?
Clock of many faces.
Sure.
You said the clock has four faces. Oh, so like Big Ben, you turn...
Like okay, each perspective okay. that you switch to, it will have, it'll have a different face on it with a different color. So as the hand is going around the clock, once it hits 12, a negative cube or anti-cube. So you've got cubes, anti-cubes. Anti-cubes are harder to find than regular cubes. The negative cube will appear when it hits 12. That's the puzzle. It's just like when you get into the level, you're like, oh, these cubes just keep appearing and disappearing. And then you'll find out like, oh, okay, so one face travels like every 60 seconds, it'll hit 12. Another face every minute. Wait. Every 10 minutes, it'll hit 12. And then another face, every hour, it'll hit 12. And then another one, every 24 hours, it'll hit 12.
Well, so there's four potential cubes to be had from
that. There are four cubes in that level. Oh, it's Lord. Just how when will that clock hit 12 for you? Because it's right. different on all games.
Weird.
What the game I find just so... What I find so staggeringly amazing about it is it takes so many conventions of video games that like gamers would want to do in a video game, and it uses that to teach them how to play the game. So, for example, I was playing it, and I was just going straight forward. Like, it's very open-ended. It's like, here, you're going to start an adventure. Collect these cubes and save the world. That's what it gives you. That's all you get. You run across a lot of things where you're like, oh, there seems to be writing here that is indecipherable. Whatever, can't read it. So it's like, oh, there's pictures of maps. I'm finding treasure maps that have absolutely no bearing on anything. Whatever. And eventually, it's like, you start to get little glimpses of like, oh, maybe this is important. So this is when it struck me as I was like, well, I was getting a little tired. I was like, oh, it's just a bunch of puzzles. I'm getting kind of burned out. Like, there's a lot to do. So I was scrolling through the achievements, and one of the achievements was just like, LLR. I was like, let's just give it a try. So I back out of the achievements menu, write that down, and then change the perspective by switching to the left, left, right, left, right, or whatever that pattern was. And then it's like, you get a negative cube, and it says achievement unlocked. The achievement is achievement unlocked. And you get the cube, and it's like, this is a negative cube. These are a lot harder to find than regular cubes. You can collect 32 of these as well. So then at that point, I'm like, oh my god, there's like hidden puzzles inside of the puzzle. And then there's also inventory space for things like artifacts. And you stumble across an artifact, and it's like, this helps you to understand the language.
Oh.
It doesn't unlock the language. Now you have a Rosetta Stone to translate everything yourself manually.
Oh, Lord.
So you start finding these pieces in the world that are like, oh, you thought this picture that was hanging on this person's wall is unimportant? Oh, no. That's actually a part of a QR code that you scan into your phone, and it tells you what buttons to press to get another cube.
How
and it's just
awesome
like,
is that?
It's freaking awesome. Like, games aren't like this.
No.
And this game is, it reminds me so much of like the old school NES and Atari kind of like really, you create your own story based on this really objective, like, or subjective world that doesn't really make any sense. But the more you start finding out about it, you're like, oh my God, like, there's just an unmatched amount of brilliance in this, and it still allows you to build a story around it, because it's like, who are these people? Why are there pictures of these three-eyed squid things on, like, everywhere?
What's the guy's name?
Something? Phil Fish.
Phil Fish. That's
Fish. And Polyphony, I think?
Polyphonic.
Polyphonics. Maybe that's it. But I will tell you, if you get that game... As somebody who likes games, you will instantly be hooked into why it's so great.
Okay. Been looking for another reason to spend some more money.
I was trying to describe it to Jen, and I was like, well, it's a lot of puzzles. And she's like, well, let me help. And I say, okay. And she's like, I was really good at Layton and solving all those puzzles. I say, yeah. I was like, these are kind of different, though. Like, this is like spatial reasoning puzzles.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think. I was like, well, I guess it has a lot of that feeling of Portal, where you're like, I have a really limited amount of things I can do, but I can do just this one thing, and I can see this thing here. How do I get there? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you start like, I'll start platforming around. I'm like jumping here, and I'm like, I can't make that jump. Oh, I just rotate, and there it is.
Yeah. It's got that a little bit of that Paper Mario syndrome.
I never really played Paper Mario. I didn't know. Is there a lot of platforming in there?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much mostly platforming, but it's the whole thing of like, I can change.
That was for the Wii, right? Paper Mario had a lot of traversal?
Yeah. But then there's the whole thing of like, you're running left to right, but then you can turn it so now you're running down a hallway.
Yeah.
So it's,
cool.
It changed perspective of all that stuff.
PlayFez, though. Okay. It is the best.
Yeah, I watched some of that, and I thought, man, it looks like it could be fun. I like that puzzle traversal stuff.
It is Portal. Unbelievable. You will love it, especially if you start, like, if you dig into the craziness, like into the cryptography of it. Sure. It is great.
It's going to be some Assassin's Creed writing down nonsense.
A million times worse.
Except it actually goes somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's crazy. It's so good. The other game I played was Skullgirls, as you said. I don't know.
How much like BlazBlue is it?
A lot.
Okay.
It is. There's air dashes.
Okay.
Which instantly made me think, I don't like air dashes. So there's air dashing. It's like any fighting game. You know, your standard attacks. There's meters and whatnot. The thing that this game does really well, though, is you go through the training mode of it, and it starts with like, okay, level one training. This is how you move. This is how you block. This is an attack. This is called this is a throw.
Sure.
This is how you counter throw. This is how you, block up and down, and then it's like, okay, now you have the basics. Level two, this is how you chain combos and mix up. This is called poking. Using your combos effectively, where it's like, if you start this chain, I guess it didn't go that far, but it's like a little bit more complex level of movements. And then the third one's like, okay, this is what it's called when you cancel, or this is when you decide to mix up your attacks. And it's like, okay, if your opponent is blocking while you start this combo chain, this is how you get out of that combo chain and then attack them if they continue to block.
Wow.
And at that point, I couldn't do the combos anymore. It was too hard for me. So that's when I was like, I guess I'm done
here. So would you say, though, that tutorial is a lot more efficient at teaching you how to play the game?
Better than any other tutorial.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I know that's a problem I've had with like different fighting games before, where they just are kind of roundabout teaching you.
Well, here's the thing that it does well. It does well establishing, like, if you're a person who likes hardcore fighting game and playing games and playing competitively, mm-hmm. you probably already at least know, you're like me and you know something about it. You just may not know how to implement it. So this does a good job of saying, like, this is the next step you need to take, where you're getting greater mastery of your inputs and being able to change on the fly and these sort of things. Where I think it really fails is people who want to play a fighting game and just get in it. It might be a little too, like, it kind of just throws you out off the deep end pretty quick for a training phase. And then it also isn't deep enough, because you can't train, and like, it doesn't. What I would also like is be like, okay, now you select your character and we'll teach you. This is character is a brawler, so we'll teach you a lot of ways to play as this brawler.
That's cool.
Yeah, the characters are really cool. It's the animation is absolutely amazing. It's super pretty. I was really angry though, because the one character who I wanted to play as is locked, and I don't know how to unlock her. The achievements are super difficult with little to no explanation. One of them is called Happy Birthday. It's your birthday. Here's a present. I don't know what that is.
Is there something in your console that it could link up to that would know your birthday
based
on like credit card information?
Potentially.
I don't know.
Like, I think I have that in my PlayStation Network information.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that would work. The other thing, I didn't play any online multiplayer. I played through the story mode as one of the characters. It was fun. Like, they tied it all, it was a good fighting game storyline where it's like, here's a bunch of story, here's a couple fights, here's some more story, here's another fight, more story fight, more. And the last boss is bull crap, but
yeah. Do you have to cheese it?
No, it's just, again, the last boss that you fight adheres to zero rules that you've ever had to deal with, and it's just brutally unfair. Yeah. But,
yay, fighting games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I could see people playing it at least as much as BlazBlue was played in, like, a competitive level.
Sure.
Probably more so, since the characters are, like, sexy ladies.
What is better?
Sexy ladies,
sorry. Skullgirls or Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Well, I mean, Street Fighter Cross Tekken, at least I know how to play that to start off with.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I can't give you an answer because I like Skullgirls a lot. I just don't know how to play it yet. And yeah. I've been so absorbed in Fez that I haven't had a chance to really play it besides the 2 hours I sat down and played through all the training and the story. And
is that the full arcade game you got of Skullgirls? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I bought it. And it's $15. It's really good. The characters are really fun. They're, I don't know, it's really good. Just very, very enjoyable fighting game. But I just don't know, because it's got double jumps, air dashes. It's got a lot of layers that are kind of shown to you right at the beginning. Again, it really pissed me off that it locks two of the characters out right away.
Yeah, and you're not sure how you're supposed to unlock them. It doesn't give you any...
No. Yeah. I beat the game once, and I was like, great, I can play as a girl who I want to play as, finally. Nope, okay. Like, the nurse lady, you can't play as the nurse lady. And play through her, you can play her in training, but you can't play her in the arcade.
Hmm.
It's very lame.
That's weird.
But, yeah, I watched some videos of people playing online, and, like, just... Some of the combo strings people figure out are absurd. Just mind-blowing super combos.
It's not like
that don't end.
It's not like dial-a-combo stuff, though, is it? Or
It definitely does have some of that, but it also, like I was saying, like it'll teach you, like, you need to be able to react. Like, yes, you may be dialing a combo. You may be going light, medium, medium, you know, heavy. And then, you know, jump, medium, light, heavy, and then, you know, you need to... It's a long combo string that you'll be inputting, but then at any one point, they try to make it apparent to be, okay, now you need to switch it up, and you step and cancel out of this combo, and then re-attack with this other way, or you switch it up from here. Instead of doing this attack, you do this other attack.
Okay.
There's wall bounces. It already has a tag system built into it, so you can play 1 versus 3. 2 versus 2, 3 versus 3, anything you
what?
Want. Yeah.
Up to 3?
Mm-hmm. It'll scale it, too. So it's like, I'll play as one person versus three pretty weak people.
I see. That's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. There's team attacks. There's assists in that same way as other tag games.
Sure.
It's pretty cool. I honestly don't know. I can't say.
Does it look all right visually?
Oh my god, it's awesome. Like, it's like an Arxis game, like, where just, you know, sprite detail that's blown out the butt, that's super the,
like,
best thing ever.
1,000 frames of animation.
Yeah, like, who spent all this? Like, you need a third world country to be drawing all these cells. It's so good. It's really cool. Like, the characters are really fun. They all seem very unique. Like, immediately there's kind of an archetype for everything where it's like, well, here's your person, here's your base level, you know, your
here's
Ryu,
your
basically.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, here's your brawler, here's your projectile specialist, here's your, like, your only up close melee character. And then here's a couple other variations here and there. It's really good.
Cool. Did you play anything else?
Just those two games.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, I should have found some time to download those. Fez, at least Fez.
Really good.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Although
take tomorrow, the day off, play Fez.
No, well, I work in the morning, and then I'm gonna find time tomorrow to go see Lockout.
Gross.
Yep. Nobody else is gonna go with me, so I'm just do it to myself.
Why?
Because I really want to see it.
Why?
It looks so good.
No, it doesn't. It looks terrible. It looks
amazingly terrible.
I hear people are liking Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, that also looked kind of interesting, but I don't know.
Not for me.
My thing with horror movies is really meh.
I'll be going to G.I. Joe 2.
Yeah, I know.
That's about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Not Expendables 2?
Nope.
No.
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 G.I. Joe 2, and I'm done.
That's it.
Done with movies forever.
They got The Hobbit coming out this year.
Zero interest.
No?
Because I just can't see that book as a movie.
The Avengers movie?
Like, what, is there going to be 30 minutes devoted to riddles?
It's a two-part movie.
Oh, God, even worse. There will be 30 minutes devoted to riddles.
Yeah.
What does you have in your pockets?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Movies are dead to me.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I know how much.
There's nothing left.
I know.
They're so boring. Yeah. You have to sit for like 2 hours and...
Ugh. Yeah, that like restless hand syndrome?
No,
You like sit there when you're watching movies with your thumbs filled?
No, it's not like...
God, I wish I could be pushing buttons while I'm doing this.
But I don't know. So few movies are like engaging and make me... Pay attention the entire time through.
That's why you just gotta just go see more movies that are like, like 300, where it's just
always on.
No plot, and it's just always just violence. Hey,
as soon as Fast and the Furious 6 comes out, I'll be there. Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Or maybe another Bond movie. I'll go and enjoy that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
But nothing's been said.
So that was the thing that MGM had to make a decision as to, because they're bankrupt. They had to make a decision of which franchise they wanted to continue to back, and it was James Bond
or
Lord of the Rings. So
they're
making the Hobbit movies.
How could you be bankrupt if you have the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
I don't know.
Insane.
So they sold the James Bond movie rights to somebody.
Overweight, basement-dwelling people across the country are still paying top dollar to watch those movies and never read the books.
Oh, yeah, no. The Blu-ray copies are on my wish list on Amazon.
Instead of seeing Lockout, you should go purchase the Lord of the Rings books and read those.
Yeah, those would be a lot
cheaper. Or just audiobooks.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings in audiobook form? Can I? Oh, man.
No doubt
it is. If it is told by Sir Ian McKellen, I am set. I will.
Anybody from that film, I'd listen to.
Sure, Sean Bean.
Yes.
Oh, that's something that I've been doing for the last week.
Stalking Sean Bean?
No, but sort of. I watched all of the Game of the Thrones first season.
Oh yeah,
it's how's really
that?
Good.
You using that Amazon Prime thing?
No. Because there are certain things through the Amazon Prime Instant Watch that are free, mm-hmm. and there are certain things that I would have to pay for, and that would have been one of them. So I was just like. Well,
so how'd you get a hold of it? Is it on Netflix?
It's on Vudu. So
what's a Vudu?
Vudu is something on your PlayStation that you can get that is a video streaming service where you can rent or purchase outright copies of things.
It's different from... Is that the thing that just came out?
No, I've been using this for like a year now.
Huh. It's different from the PlayStation Network Marketplace video?
Yes.
So now there's Netflix.
There's Video Unlimited, there's Netflix, there's Hulu, there's Amazon Instant Watch,
mm-hmm.
and there's Vudu.
And then there's their own network?
There's what?
Yeah, their own rental service?
Video Unlimited is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
When I go into the store and I'm like, I want to rent this movie for a day.
Yep. Huh. Yep. It's Video Unlimited.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess it also makes sense, though, because so many of those companies have proprietary claim over certain movies. Like, for example, when I was at Blockbuster, I'd be like, this is a Blockbuster exclusive. This movie's coming out a week earlier with Blockbuster.
The amount of time you spend at a Blockbuster is staggering to me, because...
Me or a, you, or a person? I worked you. There for like a like four
oh,
months.
Oh, this is okay. This is you're talking.
Yeah,
about
no, I was like,
day.
Man, I really want some movies. Where just, should I go?
I just thought you. I assumed that you were talking about like you did this last week, and
I
was just
I don't
like,
know. I was just in no. a Blockbuster. Just chilling, you know.
Not in a Blockbuster. In picking up the some Reese's Pieces. The only one that exists here.
Yeah.
Is it the one on Grand, right?
No, it's dead.
No,
that one's gone.
Next to the Hy-Vee and the good. Oh, that one's dead too? Yeah. I knew it was going out.
There's not one on Euclid anymore.
Yep.
I saw one, but I forgot where.
Well, there's those weird Blockbuster, like, blue box
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah.
That are...
There's one in the...
No, there's those are stupid, too, because it's not renting. It's purchasing.
No, you can rent them.
Can you?
Yeah, we've used it. It's just so weird, though, because, like, I used the one that was at this the Dolls on 50th, and it's, like, the most ghetto-ass ATM thing that you'd ever see. Like, Redbox, at least, looks nice, right?
Yeah,
it's, like, presentable.
The interface
looks kind of like,
sort of seems
like
reasonable.
A digitized magazine
yeah.
Newspaper machine.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, everything's square, and... there's a touchscreen. This Blockbuster's kiosk looked like somebody fucking like tore the vinyl upholstery off a car, and then that plastic that's kind of yellow and, yep. and gray underneath it, uh-huh. they like took that out and then just shoved that into the wall at your local grocery store. Uh-huh. It looks sun faded, and
yep.
the discs that come out of it are like. The casing on it is like they repurposed 8-tracks. It's just way too big. You know, it's like, remember when you used to go to, remember once upon a time when you could buy music from music stores?
Yeah.
And the music store shelving was too big to actually have like CDs in it.
Yeah.
So they had those weird plastic, you know, like skeletons that went around the case that mm-hmm. would essentially double the size of the case so they could stick them in with movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this thing... It's like, that's what comes out. This freakish abomination of a DVD case.
Or like, when you go to like a Best Buy now, and they've got the video games inside of those like weird armor cases so that it prevents theft.
No, because that's like, you know, a vault around the game.
Sure.
This was just like this weird six-pack ring of weird, like... Imagine just one can left on the ring, and if you had every time you wanted soda, you had to buy that. So there's five empty slots. And you're like, oh, that's weird. This Lion King soundtrack that I was looking at back in 1993 seems to be missing another disc. Oh wait, that's just what we do.
Great, great.
Blockbuster still sucking.
Yep. Nope.
My son works
failing
at
hard.
Blockbuster.
Failing hard.
You remember that ad campaign?
No, I do not. I don't remember anything about Blockbuster growing up. Oh. I just know that was the place.
It's a lot of sun-faded boxes.
I'm sure.
A lot of broken dreams and sun-faded boxes.
Yeah, no, Game of Thrones, really good. A lot of sex and incest and just a lot of... Male genitalia and female genitalia.
So equal representation.
A lot of... I would say the violence to talking to sex ratio is about a 40-40 split for sex and talking. A 20% violence.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
What was it? There
Although
was a,
the,
it
last,
reminds me of
the last episode, man, there's a lot of violence.
Was that Rome? Was there a movie that was Spartacus. About Rome? Maybe. No, it was before that. It was terrible. It was...
A movie? There was
I'm sorry, it was like an HBO show.
Oh,
Yeah,
possibly.
It was themed in the Roman times.
I know a couple of years ago there was a Spartacus that everybody...
Everybody
was
loves that, but yeah. This it had to be before that, because it was like in 1995 or 6 that it was on.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, sounds a lot like that, where it's just lots of killing and boning.
Yep. It's really good, though. The characters and the whole, like, I was watching the last, like, I was on the 7th of 10 episodes last night, and a couple of people came downstairs and started watching it with me, and they started asking me questions, and I was just like, for me to answer you the questions, I would have to pull out a whiteboard and just start, like, writing down names and then linking people to people and tell you why.
It's like the Leviticus of
why
TV.
Exactly. Like, why this thing is happening and why this person is upset with this person because that... It giant spider web of information that you need to know.
Hmm.
It's so weird.
Hmm.
End of that first season has me now hooked.
Are you compelled to read the books?
Yeah, kind of. Because I feel like there's so much more to be explained to me that goes on with the whole lore and lineage and everything that they have built up in that world.
Do you know at all how it correlates with the books? Is it like a direct story, or is it loosely based upon true events?
No idea. I have not looked into it at all.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I'm not going to watch it. Are you serious? No, never. I would consider reading the first book at some point.
It's good.
But I don't know. Not a huge priority. I'm almost halfway done to the Steve Jobs biography.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really one of the most depressing things you'll read.
Yeah, because it makes you feel like you suck at life.
Yep, $250 million at age 25.
Jesus.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's a really good book. Yep, most definitely. It definitely makes you understand the Apple brand a lot more, too.
Sure. It wasn't until last year that I understood the joke that is Apple Macintosh.
It's not a joke.
Well, Macintosh apples.
Yes.
I did not make that correlation.
Didn't make that correlation?
Nope, until last year. A light bulb turned on, and I was like, I was at the grocery store, and I saw Macintosh apples, and I was like, ha, I got it.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dense.
Wow. High school must have been rough. I
know, right? Oh, man.
Yeah, that is covered in the book. Everything...
Does he just have, like, a love of root?
Yeah, more or less. Dude, okay. For a long time, Steve Jobs for a long time was only a fruitarian, only ate fruit.
Really?
Spent a lot of time on a farm, a commune-style apple farm. So that's where the name Apple kind of originated from, and then some of the nomenclature with Apple stuff,
interesting.
Spins off from there too.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Very cool. Very good book.
Huh.
Makes you see, paints the whole Apple and Steve Jobs story in a very interesting light, but, I'm excited to keep going on that. Yep. I played some Final Fantasy Legends 3 for about 10 minutes when I was at work. It's a Game Boy game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
I got nothing else, though. I'm all done. No. Tapped out.
No games on...
Yeah. I got The Witcher coming, which I'm excited about.
I was really also hoping that comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes. So,
yep. Gamefly said they sent that to you?
They did.
Okay. They haven't told me anything. I'm paying my bills, so I don't know
why. You sent back which one?
Yeah, binary. They have binary domain. They told me they have it.
Okay.
And number one on my list is Silent Hill Downpour. Number two on my list is Witcher. So,
well, there's your problem. You're not doing it right.
It's,
you got to put the ones that aren't out yet first. That way they'll be like, oh, we can give that to him. Otherwise, they'll just sit there and they'll be like, we'll probably get some Silent Hill back soon.
I would rather.
That's what I discovered, man. You got to always queue it up. You got to have that one in the chamber that's ready to go.
But this was like. This has been a week of, like, you could just be sending me Silent Hill Downpour.
They don't have it. Ain't got none.
But why not?
Ain't got no Silent Hill Downpour. To
finish it. Come on. Come on.
No.
Come on.
I don't have any of that.
Binary domain review forthcoming, though.
Okay.
It's in the works. I'm working on it.
Great.
Constructing that.
What do we do? Do we do trivia now or do we do news? Trivia next?
I would prefer to do news.
Okay.
First.
End on trivia?
And end on trivia because I think the news will flow into my trivia.
Okay. That sounds great. So I just read here, I don't know if you heard anything about this weird Namco Bandai Sega Capcom 3DS game?
No.
Collabo?
No.
It's called Project X Zone.
Great name. Wait, tell me. Oh, Collabo. Oh, man.
Oh, there's no game company called Collabo.
No, I was hoping that the name of the game was called Collabo.
That would be good.
I would have just been, yes. Tell me what this is.
It's
Sonic
called Project X Zone, and it's an RPG.
Okay.
That's going to be pulling in a bunch of characters from each of their companies. So, like, you've got Ryu, Ken, Dante, Virgil, and Jill and Chris from Capcom. Sega, you've got like Ulala Sonic. And Blob. I don't think Sonic has been mentioned.
Knuckles. Nope, Miles.
Not been mentioned.
Call him by his proper name.
Miles per hour.
Miles per hour.
Did you get that one, John?
Yes, okay. I had that one a long time ago.
Who else is on the
before Chili
Sega
Dogs were a thing?
Not a lot of great characters from
Vector
Sega.
Man.
Don't think that's is that a Sega game?
Maybe that was an Acclaim game.
Isn't that just bad Sega? It's like Sega's like poop shoot.
Yeah.
Like when they needed to put more games out, they did it through Acclaim.
But what else does Sega really have beyond Sonic?
I forget. There's two more.
Sega. The bass from Bass Pro Fishing.
Yes. The bass from Bass Pro Fishing.
Got it.
Yeah. It's yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryu, Hazuki.
Yep.
And the forklift.
So, wait, you also said
Namco Bandai.
Namco Bandai, Sega, and Capcom.
Yeah. Namco Bandai is going to have characters such as Yuri and Estelle.
Sure.
From Vesperia. They're going to be in it.
Sweet.
Some other people, too, who I don't remember. Akira.
No,
Nightmare that's Sega. And Akira, Virtual Fighter characters. Akira Sega. And Lady. Virtua Fighter.
Oh, Virtua Fighter. Okay. Virtua.
Yeah. Not Akira!
Akira. That's what I thought when you said that. I was like, what?
No.
How does Sega own the rights to that?
How? Yeah, so that sounds pretty cool. Like, there's pictures out. It's really happening. And that sounds great. I would love an RPG that's like a weird mashup for the 3DS.
Sure. If the story's good enough.
Yeah. We got Captivate 12 was happening this past week. I wrote a news article up about that, summarizing the more impressive parts of it. Lost Planet 3 was announced. Looks really good. There's a trailer. You can check it out. I'm really excited. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, you're really excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You okay?
It's by Ninja Theory. Wait, no, it's not.
No,
it's
not.
It's by Spark Unlimited.
What is? I was like, what is wrong with you?
No, Ninja Theory is Devil May Cry DMC.
Yeah, and that looks good.
I think it looks really good.
For the Lost Planet 3?
Both.
All right.
All of the above. Everything. All right. It reminds me of the Lost Planet 3. Like, you pilot your giant mech, move around the world.
Yeah, they're bigger now.
Yeah.
And they don't have weapons mounted to them. So you have to get out and take care of them and do things outside of it.
Like open doors, Metal Warrior style.
I will agree that it looks cooler than Lost Planet 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
But that's...
Anything that's is going to be better than Lost Planet.
That's such a tall
Planet.
Limbo bar that you could practically walk under it.
Exactly, yeah. So. No. Yeah. You don't even... Yeah. That game has nothing to compare against. Like, as long as it comes out, it'll be a step in the right direction. I mean, it's going to be a prequel, which is weird, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about weird things, Devil May Cry, like the original series of Devil May Cry, had such a weird... Forward, backward.
That's true.
I've told you this before.
I think this is like a bi-monthly thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me three. Give me a lowdown.
3142.
Great. You got that. Got that down. That's the code in
and,
Fez as
you
well.
Know, Metal Gear Solid 3 was a prequel.
Yeah, that's Spoilers. A fair point. But I guess that game's. Yeah, that is true. It was
it
a prequel.
Is a prequel. It tells the story of Big Boss.
No, you're right. You're correct. That's a great point. I didn't think of that.
Spoilers, by the way.
If you didn't know...
If you didn't know this...
If you say, I enjoyed playing Metal Gear Solid 2, you start wearing a Raiden mask.
Yep.
But I think Lost Planet 2 looks really exciting. I'm very happy about the direction it seems to be going. Again, I don't really know why. It's Lost Planet... I just hope that they'll do right this time.
Well,
it'll
maybe that's
good.
No. Maybe this is the thing though, because like you have one, which was a pretty all right game, and then you just completely destroy everything by making a crappy two.
Monster Hunter with guns,
right? And then maybe you want to like save face and just do a prequel, and then when you do the fourth one, you say that number two just takes place so far in the future that we're just not even pretend like this is a real thing.
Yeah,
that's what they did with Devil May Cry 3. It was like, 2 is so terrible, but we're still going to keep it in the fiction. We're just going to say that it happens like 1,000 years in the future. So
never have to worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. We're
well,
never going to get
Devil May Cry. The new DMC.
I haven't watched this trailer with naked Dante.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean,
everybody's sort of making a big deal about it.
I don't know. It's because people freaking are weird about Dante. Like,
he's really scrawny, right?
This is what I'm trying to get across in my write-up of it is from everything that game looks like, it looks like a really fun hack and slash game to play. Sure. But there's so many like in the closet gamers out there that have such a raging hard on for Dante that they're like, oh, they're changing my boy? I can't accept that.
Meh.
Why is his coat not as red? It's not going to play the same. And it's just like, come on, man. Like, if you like playing the game, you like playing the game. If you got a crush on Dante, you got a crush on Dante. Who cares? Like, it's not like by changing this character, it's going to reset it and all the previous games disappear.
Yeah, just, you can still appreciate the other Devil May Cry. He looks
younger.
Just this is supposed to be a complete retooling of what Devil May Cry is, right? So,
story-wise, I think. But I think it's still the same premise. Like, dude has a sword and guns and a jacket and he's half-demon or something.
Sure.
Half-demon, half-human, or angel. So he's got special attacks where, depending on whether or not you trigger the angel side of him or the devil side of them, he'll do different moves.
Sure.
So that you change up your combos that way. And he's got a chainy thing so you can grab dudes like...
Get over here.
Yeah, like, what was the fourth game? Nero, you got the claw thing.
Yeah,
you
got a chain, that didn't reach dudes nearly as far as that thing looks like it does.
Yeah, so you can keep doing that in this game. But
Nero did totally have the motorcycle sword.
I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah.
You had to rev that thing up. His sword.
It was
oh, man. It was weird. So awesome. Just rev that thing up. Was it Red Scarlet or Scarlet Rose or something like that? That was the name of the sword. And he would just rev it up and it had a brake handle on it.
Did.
Yep.
Why?
Cut right into dudes with that. I don't know. I don't know what benefit it does to you to rev up your sword other than make it glow more orange.
I mean,
and
do you attach more damage. You attach a gun to a sword, so sure. You shoot people when you cut them. Perfect sense.
Sure, exactly.
Throttle on a sword, don't get it.
Yeah.
There's no moving parts.
No, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there. No.
It's not like a chain sword.
No.
Like Warhammer style.
Dude, you just let it go. Just let it go.
Nah, this is... Right, I will. Fine. I hate...
There is a funny part at the beginning of 4, though, where Dante...
No, there isn't. It's not funny.
Dante makes fun of the fact that his sword revs up because he thinks it's dumb.
Yep. I agree. I think all of that is dumb. Give me more Bayonetta. That's what I want.
Oh, man. Did you play Devil May Cry 3?
No.
You should play
Devil May Cry 3. No, I don't want to.
You should.
I don't want to play that game.
You like Bayonetta, you should play
Devil May Cry 3. I don't want to play Devil May Cry. This happens all the time. I don't want to. I've played Devil May Cry games. They're uninteresting.
Which ones have you played?
4.
Okay, don't. That's wrong.
Why?
Because it's not good.
Okay. Isn't it like third best?
2 and 4. Yeah, it is the third best.
So, that's not too bad.
1 is the second best.
I have no interest in playing those games.
2 is terrible. Don't play 2.
Okay. 90% of the people who tell me about Devil May Cry just
play 3.
I don't want to play Devil May Cry.
Or if you want it to be really easy, just play 2 and then hate it even more.
The only way I would ever consider playing those games is if I put it on like super easy. No, I don't even want to play them. I'd just rather watch somebody.
Good.
No, it's uninteresting.
Dante rides a rocket.
Okay, so this is where I feel like I have the issue with Devil May Cry games is everything that everybody tells me about the game, it's just happening. It's like, oh, Dante's got white hair.
Okay, right.
He says this thing that was hilarious.
Right.
He's got a briefcase that's a gun or something.
Okay. No.
Like, I don't hear about, oh, it's really fun to play.
It is really fun to play. What is wrong with
it? It is a delight.
Dude, it is a lot of fun to play.
Does it have a good dodge? No.
Yeah.
4 did not have a good dodge.
4 does not have a good dodge. Play 3. 3.
It's better than Bayonetta?
Flip and play. It is on par with Bayonetta. Because I know what you want it to be is not what it's going to be, which is...
Responsive.
It is. Devil May Cry 3 was the perfect Devil May Cry up until this new one comes
out. That's like saying this
we'll
poop I took is the perfect poop I've ever taken.
Exactly. I'm the smartest Still person with Down syndrome.
Oh. Jesus.
But man, it's good.
Put the brakes on that one. All right.
It's good.
I don't want to play Devil May Cry.
No, the dodging in Devil May Cry 1 and 3 are really good.
Better or worse than God of War?
A lot better. Okay. Leaps and bounds better. Because dodging in
God of War is like... Wait, do you use a stick to dodge or a button?
I forget.
So I can't handle a stick to dodge.
I can't. I think it's a button.
I hope so. I would hope so, for your sake.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well, maybe the HD collection came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see
it. I also just have a copy of it. Yeah. You should play that game.
It's PS2, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's one. I'm not gonna risk my baby on that.
You should play
it. I'm not gonna kill my PS3 playing that.
Or I will give you money to just download the HD version.
I don't want to play it that bad. God. Got way better games.
I've convinced you to play good games before.
I'm sure.
Tales of Vesperia, sat down, case in point.
If I sat down and played it, I would like it. But
you should also play Lost Odyssey.
I don't have the time.
Yes, you do.
No,
you
I don't have the time to play Vesperia.
Get so attached to that game made me cry several times. Lost Odyssey is such a good game.
Great.
The stories in that game, really good.
I would like to play it. I just don't have 99 hours.
Just take a week off.
I can't do that.
Ignore all of your responsibilities.
I'm not able to do that. I would, again.
There's a time.
If I could watch that being played in double time.
Yeah.
Just only take, 54 and a half math. 40.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll just start a new game plus on it, and then I'll just go through and plow through that whole game, and then I'll just record the whole thing and then send it to you and make you watch. Just watch this. Watch this.
Just be at my house with a TV, and you're like, hey, Griff, check this out. Let's go.
Watch this. Ignore the gameplay.
This is when Dante rides a devil, or a rocket devil. A devil rocket.
Devil rocket.
It's hilarious.
Yep. Uh-huh.
He said this thing. Made me laugh.
It's funny.
I don't know.
He calls Cerberus a puppy.
Ho! Ho! Brilliant. Who's your writer, Dante? Man.
And then Dante got in his trucks and drove through the water in Dante's Inferno.
Yes. Speaking of games I don't really want to play. Halo 4 is out.
Is it?
Or sorry, it's been announced.
Yeah.
And Game Informer, most recent edition, is their cover story.
Right.
So they go and talk quite extensively about it.
Does it reveal what that game's supposed to be about?
It's about Master Chief.
Right.
The Covenant.
Uh-huh.
And planets that are sealed from the zombie things. Flood. Yes. Yeah. Yep. So just another universe of shit I don't care about.
Right. Perfect. Perfect.
It sounds even less interesting because, I don't know, maybe for fans of the series,
who's doing this now?
Progenitor? 343 Studios. Microsoft owned.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. People who made the Halos and crap like that may be involved in this game. In the article, they're like, these people are all dead, but these planets were made by them, so they might be in there. And then in the next paragraph, they're like, we're introducing new enemy types that are different from the Flood and the Covenant that Master Chief is going to have to deal with in new and exciting ways.
Swording them in the face?
I don't know.
Pulling that trigger?
Still sounds like first-person combat puzzles.
Right.
Which, hey, might be good. But you know what? I don't care about the series' story or mythology. So, God. I'm not interested.
I hate Halo.
The shift in the story is supposed to be moving more towards, humanizing John Spartan and giving his backstory and Cortana as well, and what her role is, and
will we get to
turning
see John,
them more into
will
people.
We see John Spartan's face.
I hope not.
This is about.
I hope to God not.
Ton of speculation as to whether or not he's white or
black. He's a black dude.
Is he a black dude?
Yeah. Yep. So the multiplayer actually does seem kind of interesting, though. The way they're taking it sounds like it's like an extended DLC episodic story. So besides, you're just deathmatch multiplayer, which has a lot of Call of Duty style touches where you level up, you have new loadouts and things like that. It also, it's going to have a spec ops style. You all play together against waves of things and complete missions. And those missions will have movies and story, and it'll all be about this big ship called something, Infinity Ship. I forget what it's called.
Okay.
But the weird thing about it is, when the game launches, you won't have all that available. Every week a new episode comes out.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a weird, you hear a lot of people, clamoring about day one DLC, right?
Right, but...
So what I haven't heard about this project is, does that mean that 343 has all of those episodes done, and they're just drip feeding them out every week, where it's here's some more content, here's some more content. Here's a little more content. or are they actually developing it and sending it right. out? Because if people want to be upset about that, like day one DLC, here is a prime example of people saying, we have the content and we are holding it back mm-hmm. to give it to you so you keep playing the game over an extended time.
Right.
Opposed to, yeah, we finished the game, we worked on this, and we had it done in time, but we're going to hang on to that for a little longer, too. Like, I think the former is a lot worse than the latter.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know.
You just don't care about Halo?
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too terribly bad. I guess it would depend on how much, like, your DLC costs.
I think it's supposed to be free.
Right.
As long as you get the game new.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wasn't there a thing, like, Microsoft... saying that their new console would not in any way inhibit people from being able to play pre-owned games.
I don't know if they've said anything specifically about it, but pretty much anybody who is intelligent says that's impossible.
Right. Because it is pretty much.
Right. John, you mentioned something about Quake 4 you were telling me about the other day.
Yeah, because I was telling you, it's not a huge deal. I just thought it was really interesting that Bethesda, was it ZeniMax? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, ZeniMax.
ZeniMax, who owns Bethesda, purchased id Software.
Mm-hmm.
And so they technically own the rights to Quake 4, so they republished Quake 4. And are putting it out on shelves for $20. And now instead of it saying Activision, it says Bethesda. And I just don't know why.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like it's that would be a lucrative thing to do.
I was going to ask you, are they like graphically tweaking it, uprising it, or...
Nope. They changed the cover art.
Relaunching the multiplayer server, maybe? Is the server down?
They're saying,
hey, the server's back up now.
No, the article that I read just said that because of the acquisition for id Software, they don't want to have that fluctuate, that weird, that they don't want to see so many Activision covers out there. Not that they really exist as it is, because it's such an old game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's over 10 years old now, right?
I have no idea.
When did it would be... 7 years old now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Came out in... Quake 4 came out with the Xbox 360, which would have been in 2006. So, almost 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good game.
I didn't play it. I never really had any...
It's a shooter. It is a Halo guy shooter game. Mm-hmm.
It's Quake.
It's Quake. It is some Quake-ass Quake.
I would imagine it is.
I just thought that was
seeing
funny.
Seeing as how it's Quake.
Yeah. I just thought it was a little funny because I didn't understand what kind of... I don't know. What benefit do you get from that? And what also... I guess this is also interesting news that id was acquired by Bethesda. What is id working on right now, if anything?
Doom.
Quake.
4.
5. I don't know.
I'm guessing... Probably Doom, right? That's their baby.
Is there a new Doom supposed to be coming out?
Maybe they're just working on hammering out those bugs and mega textures.
Sure. Sure.
Working on some Rage DLC.
So, id? Gonna be... Well, I mean, if a new Doom comes out, then it would be published by Bethesda, right?
John Carmack's just...
Yep. Just...
Making rockets.
Mm-hmm. Bigger rockets. Flashier rockets.
Dude, John Carmack is building...
his own personal rocket.
He's building platforms that take off and land without... What is it? Vertical, like a VTOL-style rocket that can take off and land and bring astronauts into suborbital atmosphere so you can space dive. That's what he's doing. Him and Richard Garriott are building that craft so you can space dive. Instead of skydive, you're jumping in with spacesuit on.
Kind of, yeah,
you going through low
some
atmosphere.
Sort of fancy ass suit on.
Oh, yeah.
To do that, you would get hot. The friction would be ridiculous.
I don't know.
I also imagine you need
no game designer
or a ton of oxygen for that too.
Yeah, people who go underwater have to bring oxygen too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that these guys have it thought out.
Yeah, well, they're smarter than I am. So
Lord British knows Lord his British. Stuff. That's probably a good question, though. What is it doing? What is it up to?
Yeah, this was just another thing that piqued my interest. That they just like, so that's what they're doing. They're just putting out more of Quake 4, but yeah. Not really.
Well, I would suspect that the lukewarm response to Rage has not really been great for them.
Yeah, probably. And who published Rage? Was that Activision?
Does Bethesda do their own publishing?
Yeah.
So it would be Bethesda then, right?
Yeah, I guess I didn't know when Bethesda acquired id.
Oh, they had it by that time.
Oh, they had it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, then again, I don't know. Did No, yeah, they did. They definitely did. Because, yeah, I'm fairly certain.
Okay.
I don't know. I forget. I'm not good at these things.
That's all. It wasn't a big thing.
Okay. Tell me about waving your hands at friggin' Skyrim.
Dude. You will be able to... Okay, so there's going to be a patch coming soon where mm-hmm. you will get Kinect support for Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Sure.
Let me pull up the article so we can hear everything you'll be able to do.
Oh, lovely. Tell me about this stuff.
You'll be able to shout.
Wonderful.
And let it all out.
Do you have to say the shout name? Or?
They don't go into full detail on that, because that would actually be sweet, right?
Tune.
See, you have to, yeah, you would just say two of the words or three of the words, and then you're learning dragon.
Yeah, dragon naturally speaking.
Dragon tongue, right?
Brought to you by...
Let's see here.
Bethesda Works.
The voice commands will let players manage your save and load.
I'm sorry, what?
Your saves and your loads.
How?
You just say the words that are on the screen, probably.
That's freaking retarded.
Yeah. Just like when I go through my Netflix on Kinect, I just say things at it and it just does it. The dragon shouts. Hotkey equipping.
Okay.
So you would have words for your...
One and two different weapon sets, I'm assuming.
Basic follower commands. So, like...
Lydia. Clean my house.
Yeah. Die.
What are you doing out of the kitchen?
Take off clothes. Shoot self.
Head. Shoot head.
Managing menus like items, magics, map, barter, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff. So, basically, a bunch of menu stuff. More or less.
Some and shouting. Is it gesture? Too,
no,
or
no
just
gesture,
spoken.
Just spoken. So,
so potentially,
it's not like I swing my arm to cut dude.
Theoretically, you could put that in a PlayStation version or a PC as well.
Yeah,
but it's just you just need a microphone. You just need your Hawks microphone.
But theoretically, they could have done the same thing with Mass Effect. They could have used the
that's true.
They could have used the microphone on the eye to do voice command.
Mm-hmm.
But
fair point.
Whatever they don't.
Well, different companies, so maybe. Yeah. Bethesda. Yeah.
Maybe Sony just doesn't give a shit.
Based on Bethesda's track record for really being, you know, in with PlayStation or Sony, I would say that they have less of a chance than patching into something that BioWare would do to Mass Effect.
Yeah, sure.
you heard some rumors about Mario 4 and Mario showing up at E3.
Yeah, Nintendo acquired the Super Mario 4 domain name. That was one
from
thing.
Who had that before?
No one, probably. Just, you know, it's just somebody has to. Didn't we talk about this though? Where it's like, you know what? 2 years ago, we probably could have gone and acquired Super Mario 4 as a website.
No way.
And
are you serious? Somebody has to have this locked down. Somebody has to have Mario.
Let's go acquire Mario 70. Party 10 right now.
I guarantee you, somebody owns that already. MarioParty10.com?
Just because Nintendo
you can't type it, just if you type it in and it's like not a website, doesn't mean somebody doesn't
know. We just have to go to...
There's brokering of domain names.
That's what I'm saying. We need to get the in on it. We need to like jump ahead 10
Mario
years.
99, Mario Party like, 99.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that's what I call Mario Party.
Exactly. And then we just wait for that money train to roll in when Nintendo is just like, hey, we want to purchase that from you. Well...
Internet's going to just...
Show me those credits.
Internet's just going to completely rot it out from pornography and all that's going to... We'll have invented Internet 2.0, which is just...
Yeah, you go to the original Internet for porn and you go to the other Internet for not porn.
Exactly. It'd be like, you know, kind of like how YouTube is.
Yeah. Yeah, like Google Chrome will just have your two options. Which Internet would you like to open? The filthy one or the not filthy one?
I feel like, yeah, it's just going to be a room, like you said, with the gamer. You got your computer, which you use weird old internet with, and you got your Matrix room where you step into. And
yeah, and that's the one with the porn.
Yes, true. All right, Mario Party 4, let's buy it.
Not Mario Party 4.
Mario 4.
Mario 4. Mario you need 4. To purchase Mario 5 now.
Right.
So that in 2 years, when they put out Mario Party, or Mario 5.
But with Mario 64, they probably they threw the entire system off there.
Yeah, they just, because by the time, like in 50
Nintendo
years.
Nintendo ain't afraid to get around this.
In 60 years, when we actually do get to, you just re-release Super Mario 64 with up-resed, like, in your brain graphics.
What had happened was back in 1995 when they released Mario Party 3, or Mario 3, Super Mario 3, you know, somebody was like, oh yeah, I'm internet savvy, I'm gonna go buy all these domain names, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then Nintendo's like, ah, some asshole owns all this crap, so we gotta get around this. All right, Super Mario World, let's just go with that. And the guy's like, no. And then he's like, well, I can get them this time. I'll just buy a Super Mario Planet, Super Mario Mosh Pit, Super Mario Raceway.
Acquiring
just
all these names.
Everything. And then they're like, oh, well, we're Super Mario 64. We're back to numbers. And I'm like, God damn it! Ugh, missed it again.
Yep. And then
and he's like, well, I best get all those
the
numbers.
New Super Mario Brothers.
Yep.
And Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then, yep.
And now that
Mario,
guy's
Mario Party.
Just dead because of how upset he was.
Yep. He just finally let the ownership of those go.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't want it anymore.
He's like, just take this burden off
my hands.
And
now the 4 is coming out. He's like, millions of dollars.
Yeah, he gave up. Walked away.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got now? That's it for news, right?
Yeah. Great. That's it. Nothing fancy. You ready for your...
I'm ready. Let's do some trivia, John.
So, in the interest of the fact that there's a new Mario coming out,
ooh,
I decided to create an entirely... all Mario trivia.
That's great.
So this will... I apologize because I don't really have these in an order from, like, easiest to most difficult.
Okay.
For the most part, they're all pretty much the same difficulty. You should know most of these.
Great.
But I would say number 10 will probably be the hardest
Birdo
one.
Birdo was a hermaphrodite.
Actually, I have no Birdo questions.
What?
I'm
screwed now.
I have a Yoshi question and a Luigi question.
I'm not going to get any of these.
It's mostly about Mario. Okay. So
Mario the man.
Mario and more or less Super Mario Brothers. We're taking it old school with a lot of these questions.
Okay.
So Super Mario Brothers was originally a packing game for the NES, but it wasn't the only game that came on the cartridge. What was the other game that came on that cartridge?
Duck Hunt and Track and Field. There was a three banger.
Oh, wow. Great.
Actually, the cart was a pack-in of Duck Hunt and Mario, but then... there was also a Nintendo box that had the three games in it.
I do remember this now that you mention it. What was Mario's original name before he was Mario?
Oh man, he was designed after Miyamoto's plumber, right?
No.
Or the American stereotype of his plumber. So
I looked into that extensively. The reason he was named Mario is because the U.S. office of Nintendo was trying to change the name that they had originally built for him. And during a session of sitting in to try to figure out what they should name it, the landlord that owned their building came in and was bothering them about something. And they were like, we should just call him Mario.
Sure. Okay, so it's...
But his original name before that...
I don't think I'm going to know this one. Hammer Guy.
You're going to be upset when I tell you.
I don't know. Wait, no. Is it Donkey Kong?
No.
No. Okay. I don't know.
Jumpman.
Oh, Jumpman. That's right. Yeah, I heard that before.
When he had the blue overalls and the red shirt. Or the...
Switch, right?
Yeah, there was a Switch in there somewhere.
Jumpman. Yep.
Jumpman. And then, so Mario first appeared in what 1981 arcade platformer... as his original name, Jumpman.
Donkey Kong?
Yep. I figured you'd get that. You've seen King of Kong, I'm sure.
I haven't. No, I started watching, but I fell asleep.
Besides being a plumber, Mario has had two different official professions. Name one of them.
He's been a doctor, and you said two other professions?
Yep.
Besides a plumber? Has he ever been a plumber, though?
Well, he's been a plumber.
But I'm saying, like, in Mario canon has he ever...
he is still... Oh, I guess in RPG they sound like... he's a plumber. He's a plumber. But he was a doctor. He was a doctor. So you got it right.
But what else was Mario? He's Dr. Mario and... I don't know.
It's not really anything that... This is why I say...
Pro athlete.
Carpenter. Originally, before he was a plumber, he was a carpenter. Oh. So, like, I think Donkey Kong era, he was a carpenter.
Oh.
So, weird.
That is weird.
Because
he's like his own village person.
Dealt with hammers and not pipes, I guess.
Not plungers.
Yeah. Weird that no plungers show up in Mario's repertoire. Why is it that Mario...
Those wands kind of look like plungers.
Yeah, I suppose.
But they're not.
Oh, the ones from 3 that have the weird... Yeah, they do. Why is it that Mario wears a hat and has a mustache? There's a logical reason for it.
Why does Mario... well, I think part of it is because with the NES's ability to render certain pixels or graphics or whatever it was, you couldn't actually put a mouth and hair in, so they just put a hat and a mustache on him to show his face. I think that's the same reason as to why they made him have overalls.
Yeah. That helped. Everything about him was
designed with the system specs in mind.
Done that way so that you could identify his features more realistically.
Cool.
Oh, okay. So what game in 1982 did Mario star as his only antagonist role?
Oh, 1982?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
So the only time he's been a bad guy.
That was in a... Was Wario around in an 82? Because I swear there was a Wario game where he was a bad guy, and he was, like, Wario's abusive cousin that, like, kicked a bucket on his head. And that was, like, a Game Boy game, like one of the Wario lands.
Was it... The first time Wario ever showed up was in Super Mario Land 2, and Wario showed up
one of the Wario games, though. Mario was, I don't know if he was painted as a bad guy, but as a jerk to Wario. Okay. What is the 80?
But when you're already like the anti-hero, I suppose.
Yeah. What is, I don't know. Like, what would Mario be bad in? Is it just the carbon copy of himself in that weird Super Mario Bros. Game where... You know, if you're playing 3 and you click on the same stage, like the Super Mario Bros. Arcade game.
Oh.
Like, is it himself?
No.
He is his own anti...
No.
You can only defeat a Mario with another Mario?
In Donkey Kong Jr., you played as Donkey Kong's son, and you were trying to rescue Donkey Kong from Mario.
From Mario.
Yeah. 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 In 1983, Mario's brother Luigi made his first official appearance in what game?
In what year?
83.
He would have made his appearance in the Super Mario arcade game.
I don't know. Would have been before Super Mario Bros.
So, Super Mario Arcade. Mario Bros. I don't know.
Yep, Mario Bros.
Is that the name of it?
Yep.
Okay, Mario Bros.
Okay, so this one is a little bit of a trick question, so kind of think about it.
Okay.
When was Yoshi's official appearance in America?
Official appearance in America?
Yeah, because technically...
Super Mario World, on a video, right?
Yeah.
That's so...
Super Mario World, but...
1990...
Oh, I'm sorry. I also said when. It doesn't matter. What game? I don't really care about
Super Mario World?
Yeah. Would have been in 92, but technically Yoshi existed before Super Mario World on his own games, like Yoshi and Yoshi's
Cookie. Oh, Yoshi's Cookie.
Yeah, but that didn't come to America until after Super Mario World had come out, so.
Oh, I see the trick. Yoshi's Weird. Cookie, and what was the other one?
Yoshi.
Oh, what was that game?
A puzzle game. Just like, sort of like Yoshi's Cookie. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like, Yoshi, just, that was the name of the game.
Okay.
Okay, now this one will be probably the most entertaining one. In the original Super Mario Brothers game, there are 13 enemies that appear. Name at least 6 of them.
Oh God, I don't have the brain for this stuff. The original Mario game,
yeah,
Super Mario Bros. You got Goombas.
Okay,
Koopa Troopas.
Koopa Troopas.
You got the guy in the cloud whose name is
something. If you get that one, I'll be impressed.
Lakitu? Lakitu? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lakitu. Something like that. Bullet Bills.
Yep. Because it wasn't Banzai Bill yet.
There was Bowser. Yeah, that was his name at the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Bowser.
And then I can get one more, right? Something. Was it Pete? Was it Fiery Pete? Was that two? Mm-hmm. Okay. What other enemies are there? There's the spiky guys. There's the...
I mean, you're...
Oh, Piranha Pete.
Right? Yeah, I'll take that. Cause
is the piranhas?
Piranha Plant.
Piranha Plant, okay. Yeah,
they didn't have a official
name. He wasn't Pete yet?
He wasn't Pete yet. Mm. He wasn't that classy. But all of them would be Goombas, Koopa Troopas, Koopa Paratroopas.
Okay. Buzzy, I don't know if we were going to make that separation.
Buzzy Beetle. He's the metal-headed one that you hit it, and he was invincible. Hammer Brothers.
Wait, really?
They were the twin brothers that would throw the hammers.
In Super Mario Bros.?
Yep.
They were a pain
in the ass.
I remember them in three.
Yep. They were in the original.
Huh.
Piranha Plants. Mm-hmm. Spinies, which are the ones with the spikes.
The ones that Lakitu threw out.
Uh-huh. Yep, Lakitu. And then the flying birds. There were Cheep Cheeps.
There were birds?
Well, the fish bird things that would... Have you never seen these things?
I guess not.
So they're fish that have wings on them, and there's certain stages where you would just run across the whole stage and they jump out of the water at you.
This is Super Mario Brothers. Holy crap.
This is Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, this is one of those worlds I skipped, I guess.
Yeah, no, this is good stuff. You should go back and play that game. It's screwed up.
Yeah.
And then there was also bloopers.
I didn't know there was water levels.
Yeah,
I know who bloopers.
Yeah,
it's what the ink the screens.
Yeah,
in the crappy card games.
And then Bullet Bills, mm-hmm. and then Bowser. But then there's also something else that I did not realize had a name to it. But Potaboo.
What?
Potaboo.
Okay.
They're the shots of fire that would come. That's up what out I was of the thinking lava. Of.
Yeah. I knew they were named. I couldn't think of what they were.
I had no idea they were named until just the other day. Just was weird to me.
You know, in Japan, though, it's oh, it's not fire. It is a spirit of ancestry.
Well, they also, on the thing that I was looking at, they also listed that the fire bars were also called something, and I was just like, that is not to me.
Throw that one out.
That is an obstacle. That is an obstacle. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know why I wrote that way, but that's weird. But so essentially, the question would be, when Miyamoto originally designed Bowser,
mm-hmm.
As we know him today, that's not how Miyamoto intended him to look. He did a sketch, and the artist that he sent it to interpreted it as the turtle that we know today. But so what was the original concept for Bowser supposed to be? What creature was Bowser originally supposed to be?
Kappa. A kappa.
A kappa?
Yeah. Kappa demon.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
No, that is not it.
Okay, that seems really Japanese and turtle-like.
It is not even turtle in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, okay, that I don't know.
Yeah,
this Gila monster.
This is the toughest question because I wasn't even aware.
A banana split.
An ox.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. But he is supposed to be a turtle. That was part of what this whole thing was designed. He is a turtle.
Ox turtle?
He is a turtle now, but apparently the drawing that...
Wait, Koopa's a turtle? No.
Wait,
I thought he was a dragon or something.
Well, no, so everybody says that he's a dragon, but no. Miyamoto and his artists swear up and down he's a turtle. He's just a pissed off spiky turtle. That breathes fire.
Is it an alligator face?
Yeah, it's weird, too.
Kappa was a really good guess.
So weird.
That's the Japanese monster that lives in the toilet, comes out and bites your ass.
A Kappa demon?
Yeah.
Kappa
demon.
Just is that an off-play of what the Kapper demon in...
I thought that myself, too, but no, because that doesn't have anything to do with it.
It's a creepy-looking demon, though.
I think they're weird. They don't have noses. they like live in toilets and they eat children. I think it's the they have like weird long hair, human bodies, and turtle faces.
Weird.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Weird culture.
Right.
Yeah. No. Crap.
Apparently, a lot of the design for the aesthetic of Super Mario Brothers was when Miyamoto lived in Detroit.
what?
Let's get this. Miyamoto thought it was really peculiar that turtles didn't have a leash law.
Okay.
And so
of course he did. Of course he did.
So turtles roamed freely in the
in Des Moines.
In Detroit.
There's a turtle issue.
I don't know.
A lot of people had really, pet turtles that they just walked without a leash.
This is part of this whole like
anarchy.
Miyamoto interview nonsense. And apparently he thought that it was like something with. He was impressed with the size of the mushrooms that existed.
I'd hear that about Miyamoto.
So, I don't know. It was really, really confusing to me, too.
Well, that was great. Is that all of them?
That's all of them. I only had 10.
How did I do?
Are we doing 10?
Yeah, 10.
I think you got all of them except for like 2.
I missed a couple. Listeners, you can go back and find out my score.
Yeah. I was going to keep track, but then I got distracted by everything.
Wow, that was fun. Again,
missed that one.
Good questions.
Get that right.
Yeah,
you didn't know the Donkey Kong Jr. and you didn't. You missed 3.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so I'll take a solid C.
Yeah, get it. I don't remember how many I missed last time. I don't know how to judge this.
I think you got 5 or 6. I forget.
Damn. Did you have 12 questions
last week? I had 10.
10?
Okay. 10 questions. Yeah, 10 questions. I think 10 is a good number.
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to be it.
Any emails? No emails?
Oh, I didn't check. I guess we should ask people about that. I would like to say, though, before I check the emails, I appreciate all those people who are like liking my Facebook and Twitter stuff in response to the videos that I've been doing. I did a Chrono Cross.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
So thank you. That'd be great if you guys are watching it, too. I'm assuming nobody does, but it was interesting. It really did suck, though, because if you watch the video, I try and save it, and it's like, memory card's full, and the virtual memory card on the PlayStation 3, so I tried to, I couldn't save it. I couldn't do anything.
That sucks.
So I lost my hour and a half, or about an hour of start into Chrono Cross.
Is that game as fun or not as fun as you remember? Better or
Chrono
worse?
Cross, it's fun. It's really good. It is a lot crazier than I remember it being. And
oh, yeah.
I also,
time
immediately when I started playing it, I was like, I don't have the time for this.
God, good.
I would love to play it, but...
Do you remember those days in our early childhood where...
You just play one game for days.
Yeah, just sitting down and just going to town on that. Yeah.
Ah, crap. Okay, well... Ryan sent us some spam.
Oh, okay.
Good. That's great.
That's great.
Thank you.
Porn.
Change your... I don't know what it is. Change your email address, login or something.
Yeah.
So that's all we got. Like I said, thank you to those people who watched the video or just liked it or whatever. This week, I'm going to be doing... Like I said, Chrono Cross is up. Chris Backstrom and I are going to be playing NBA Jam.
Oh yeah,
on the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo. So we'll have that video coming probably towards the middle of the week, end of the week, and then some more stuff as well.
Soon we're going to do the game challenge thing. What are we calling that?
Didn't talk about that last week. So we'll get more into this later, but we're going to be doing a bracket style video game. Throwdown. I don't know what we're going to call it. I don't know.
Well, that was weird.
Oh, it was weird. It's like it just got really snowy on the mics.
Yeah. Ooh, it's nice sea breeze.
Whoa. Really obnoxious.
Well, me and Griff are going to go enjoy the ocean.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up here. Anyway, more about the bracket later once we get all the details hammered out. But that's going to be fun. Should all be recorded. And thanks a lot for listening. This has been Boss Bro Radio. We'll see you in the future. Hopefully this isn't going to kill us.